Let's be happy. We got a lot to be happy about. And really, it's always a choice. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. No, and you don't know what I'm going through either, but I'm happy. Because happy is where I'm going when I'm through. Happy is all the time. Just fun. But even the deaf hear, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, all of these things, even that still doesn't touch on like turning the water into wine, walking on the water, rebuking the wind and the sea, producing boat sinking loads of fish, the transfiguration, talking with Moses and Elijah to where he's actually transformed there in front of them as they're watching him. All of these things, what he said to John still didn't cover. I mean, we got those, quote, actions, the loaves and the fishes, right? All of these multitudes of things, along with all of his teachings, are the evidence. And I'm looking at God going, you know, how can you do this? And I was sharing with Gary this morning, already mentioned Eyes of Faith, so. But in my mind, exactly what he wrote in that song. In fact, as he and I were talking today, this morning, last week we talked about reality. The second line of that song is, faith is not fantasy, faith is reality, right? That's cool. We did that. We did that song, and that's what we were talking about. And we did that song again this morning, and what we're talking about is faith, and what came up is the first lines of that song. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the evidence. I got happy because I realized that everything, the blind seeing, the deaf hear, the lame walking, the lepers being cleansed, the water into wine, the loaves in the fishes, the boat sinking loads of fish, the walking on the water, all of these things were out from faith. They all have faith in common. Jesus taught faith. He preached faith. He demonstrated faith. He demonstrated the abundance of provision, even out from what you can't see, which you lay hold to by faith. And Romans 1:17 came to mind. We're all familiar with it. For the righteousness of God is revealed out from faith into faith. And we've talked about this for years. Out from God's faith into you, forming faith in you. Comes out from him, it's into you. You're actually agreeing with him. Out from faith into faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live out from faith. Everything that Jesus, and I was thinking about that verse of scripture, and I'm going, you know, Paul is quoting Habakkuk 2:4 there, right? So I went over, looked at Habakkuk, I'm just kind of meditating on it. And I sort of thought, you know, Jesus talked a lot about faith. He taught faith. He demonstrated faith. Everything was about faith. And Paul said, the righteous can only live by faith. That's how it happens. That's how you become the righteousness of God. You can't see it. You can't see God. But you're walking around going, yes, I'm the righteousness of God. Well, really? How can you do that, faith? That's it, right? So I'm thinking of it, and I thought, I wonder, like in the Old Testament, how much did they talk about faith? I couldn't really think of anything. So I dug in, and I was shocked and amazed. Anybody want to tell me you can't do it? Anybody want to tell me how many times the word faith is used in the King James Bible in the entire Old Testament. Okay, let's rephrase the question. Do you think we'll do it for Julie? Because she likes multiple choice. We can have a lot, B, a little, or C, two. Okay? A, a lot, B, a little, C, two, which is it? Who said A? A, a lot. Come on, y'all, we're having fun here, right? C, two. Gary wins. It's two times in the King James Bible that the word faith is used in the Old Testament. And one of them we just quoted out from Habakkuk 2:4, that the just shall live by faith. And oddly, you know, that's very positive, right? The other one is Deuteronomy, what is it, 33? Yeah, Deuteronomy 33:20. God is saying, I will turn my face away from them, for they have no faith. What a contrast. The just shall live out from faith. I will turn my face away from them because they have no faith. You can't get any more 180 than that, right? And those are the only two times in the King James. Now, if you look in some other translations, I think I found one that actually used the word faith 10. But in King James, it uses the faith twice. Conversely, if you look in the Old Testament, the word pistis, the Greek word faith, is used 244 times. The New Testament, sorry, thank you. 244 times the Greek word pistis is used in the New Testament. As opposed, and you're just going, you know, it's, you flip the page, so to speak. You know, y'all do know the Old Testament is like this big and the New Testament's like this big, right? And yet 244 times the word faith is used. In Romans alone, it's used 35 times in one letter out from Paul. Faith. Everything that Jesus came to teach, to reveal, to do, to show, to demonstrate for us is faith. The evidence that he came to present is what faith really is. And it's not that nobody in the old covenant had it. Obviously, Abraham did, because it's written that he's the father of our faith. What does that mean? That means he believed God. Just the opposite of what we said in Deuteronomy 33:20, that he turned his face away because they had no faith. He talked to Abraham face to face because he had faith. Yeah, Hebrews 11, talking about the faith chapter. It's powerful to understand, you know, again,